Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Mem, as we are on the second to last daf in Perek Bakol Ma'arvin, and we are in the middle of the sugyas of different days of Kedusha next to each other. What are the halachas in terms of Tanai, in terms of related issues? How do you look at the May Kedusha? And today we continue with that, and we also get into sugyas of not only Kedushas next to each other, but overlapping Kedushos and unique Kedushos. As we'll see, this is one of the more universal dafim in the Masechta. This Masechta touches on Masechta Shabbos and Masechta's Beitza, some of the issues that have come up, and let's begin. We are about five or six lines up from the bottom on Lamed Tes Amid Beis. So remember, we just had a story. The story was Ahu Bar Tavya. There was a deer that was brought to the Reish Galusa, and the version of the story that we have was that it was trapped on Yontif Sheni Shagalias, and it was shechted Yontif Risho, meaning Yontif, and then it was shechted on Yontif Sheni, and Rav Nachman and Rav Chista ate from it, and Rav Sheshit did not eat from it. And what was the machlokas about? Machlokas was about, we thought originally, how do you look at the different levels of different days of Kedusha next to each other, specifically the 2 days of Yontif? Maybe that was the machlokas. Then we said possibly no. Maybe at the end, Rabbi Yossi would agree by the 2 days of Yontif Sheni. He only held Yom Arichta by the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, but maybe not by Yontif Sheni. So that's where we ended off. So 6 lines for the bottom. Ashkechei Rav Sheshes, the Rabbi Shmuel. One time, Rav Sheshes, who was involved in the story, he did not eat because he felt, maybe he held like Rabbi Yossi, that it was Yoma Arichta, and it applied even to Yontif, not just to Rosh Hashanah. So he, Rav Sheshes, who was Machmer in the story, once met Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Amar Lei, Tani Mar Midi B'Kedushos. Have you heard any Chidushim, any Pshatim about the issue of one or two Kedushos? Amar Lei, yeah, can I borrow your notes from Shir that day? Amar Lei Tanina, well, I learned the Braisa, Mod de Rabbi Yossi, B'shtei Yavim Tavim Shogalias. It's explicit. Rabbi Yossi, who is the Yoma Arichta opinion, agrees by the 2 days of Yontif Sheni that they are Shtei Kedushos, and therefore Nolda Bazeh Mutaris Bazeh, or if something, a Malach happens on one day, it's put to the next day, so he agrees to that. So Amar Lei Rav Sheshes, upon hearing this, Rav Sheshes, remember, was Machmir in the story. So he hears that the person he was Machmir on might not even hold what he was Machmir for. So he says to Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Imishkachas Lehu, if you find Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda, you find the other people in the story, Lo Teim Lehu V'lo Midi, don't tell him what you just told me. It's going to be, Rashi says, it's going to be embarrassing. You know, I was only Machmir because I was thought that that was his opinion, but it wasn't even his opinion. So better not to tell them. Unusual line by Rav Sheshes. You might just say that, okay, he was machmir, but it wasn't like he violated anything. He was extra machmir. Unless you say that being machmir in this area was a violation of Simchas Yontif, and he was depriving himself from Simchas Yontif, so he was doing something wrong. There was a downside to it. Either way, Rav Sheshes did not want this to be known. It was an unusual line a little bit, but that is the story. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi has a different version. Ravashi says, Lididi, Omar Li Ameimar. I heard the story differently. Ameimar told me the story the following way. Not that it was trapped on day one and it was shechted on day two, but a little different version. Hahu Bar Tavya, Lav Itzude Itzid. It wasn't an issue of trapping. Ela Michutz L'Tchum Asa. It came from outside the Tchum. On that day, Rashi is Boba Yom. It was from the same day. So the issue wasn't anything about one or two Kedushas. It was all about one day. The issue was as follows. Manda achal, according to Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda, who ate from it, Sava, they held, Haba Bishvil Yisrael Zeh, Mutal Yisrael Acher. If a non-Jew does a malacha for one Jew on Yontif, it's mutter for a different Jew to get benefit. That's not called Maisa Shabbos, but for another Jew to get benefit. That's the first opinion. Why would that be? We'll see in a second. Uman de lo achal, and according to the one who didn't eat, Rav Sheshes, Savar, he held, called to Asi, the Bei Reish Galusa, Adaita, the Kul Rabbanan Asi. Anything that's brought to the Reish Galusa, there's no one rabbi that they have in mind. They have in mind the whole group of rabbis. So you can't say, oh, they had A in mind, therefore B can eat it. No, they had everybody in mind. I, Vaha Ashuche Rav Sheshes, the Rabbi Bar Shmuel, the Amalei. Didn't we have the discussion that we just read, the bottom of the previous Amud, that they talked about, oh, it was about Rabbi Yossi, a conversation took place. It sounds like the issue in the story was the 2 days of Yontif. It wasn't an issue of within 1 day of Yontif, an Amir Lakum issue. It was the 2 days Yontif issue. So the answer is, L'hoi d'var me'olam. No, that part of the story never took place. That conversation never took place. The story was an issue of Amir La'akum. It wasn't an issue of a Yantif Rishon, Yantif Sheni issue. Why would one be machalik and say if it was made for one Jew on Shabbos? Remember, we learned if it was made for a Jew, that Jew cannot get benefit. What if it's made for one Jew? Could a different Jew get benefit? So Rashi in Maseches Beitza tells us a svara on Daf Chafheim and Aleph. Rashi says, "Lo shamati tam mekubal b'davar." I don't exactly know why this is. Why should it be that, you know, for one Jew is no good and for the other Jew is good? If it's a muksa issue, then it should be muksa for everybody. And if it's for the iser was done for him, im kein li yisrael acher nami aser. We learned the Masechah Shabbos. If a non-Jew does a malacha for a Jew on Shabbos, it's aser. Period. Only if it's done for him also. So why this distinction? So Rashi says there, it's a special kula by Tchumen. V'yesh lomar, degabi iser Tchumen derabbanon, lo achmer kulehai, v'dayan imasruhu alzeh. The lashon of Rashi, the top Rashi on Chafem and Aleph and Maseches Beitza. Usually we don't say such a thing. If a non-Jew did a malacha for a Jew on Shabbos or Yontif, it's finished. Masha'en kein, by Erev Tchumen, Rashi specifically, we have a specific kula. And the Gemara answered that the shita, that's machmir, which is what we hold, and that is, you have to be worried. If you have a whole group, you have to assume maybe it was done for the whole group. Tosfos here discusses, in Dibur Maskal Adaita, that Nira Dirotzba to Hachi Yilchasa, we pass him like this, Adaita to Kula Rabbanan, first white line of Tosfos. To Kaimalan Karev Sheshes, Klapir of Nachman, be Isura, we pass him like Rev Sheshes, Uklapir of Chizda, Nam Yilchasa Kavasi, Sheyigadami Menu, right, and therefore we pass, for various reasons, it's Isur, and he was Rev Chizda held like it, so we our machmir, and therefore the last line of the Tosfos, Silkal Davar Abba Michutz LaTchum B'Shvil Yisrael Asur L'Chol B'nei Beiso L'Echol. That died the Kulu Kasi, the whole family. Right, we don't have Reish Kalusas anymore, but we apply it to the whole family. If a non-Jew did a malacha for the whole family, even by Erev Tchumen, it is called for you, and therefore it is us, only for others. What about guests? So some Achronim discuss, what about guests that are eating over? Is that called part of your family and would be chamor also? Okay, either way, that is issue number one, finishing up the story from yesterday. Remember, we mentioned whenever Amir La'akam comes up, it's good to review the three opinions of the Rishonim about Amir La'akam. There is a minority opinion in the Rishonim, the Smag. The Smag holds that Amir La'akam is an Issa Daraisa. On Shabbos, Pashas, on Yantav also. Pashas based on a drasha. Based on a drasha, Chazal, he quotes from the Medrash. But we don't pass in that way, that it is a Smag Daraisa. They we hold that it's a Rabbanan. Why is it asking me Rabbanan on Shabbos to ask a non-Jew to do malacha for me? But it says, Lo sasaka malacha ata uvin chavitecha avchava maschavam techa v'gercha shabasharecha. A neighbor non-Jew is not on that list. Right? Children are on the list. Maybe my avadim are on that list. But a non-Jew is not on that list. So why? So you're right. Pasha is asking me Rabbanan. Why is it asking me Rabbanan? So various day is given. Rashi, at the end of Maseches Shabbos, that's the last place I think we discussed this, Rashi says in the first Amud of the last Perek, Mishechshech, that a non-Jew is a shliach. Is a shliach for the Jew. Aye, there's no shlichus by a non-Jew. At l'chumra, in this context, there is shlichus. So when a non-Jew does it, so, it's as if I'm doing it. I send him to be a shliach. That's Rashi. There's a different Rashi. Rashi in Maseches Avodah Zarah and Daf Tesvav, where Rashi says the issue is mimso chafsecha v'dabar davar. It's a violation. It's not in a Shabbos context. You're not supposed to be talking about those things on Shabbos. A second reason. A third idea. The Rambam writes, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, that if I ask a non-Jew to do malacha for me, I'll probably end up doing it one day also. Right, and that's why it's a gzeira. Gzeira mishum. You might come to do it. And there are enough gemeinas between the two. What if I ask a guy to do it before Shabbos? I ask a guy before Shabbos to do malacha for me on Shabbos. That's not a violation of davar davar, but it is a violation of shlichus. What if I ask a non-Jew to do something for me, on Shabbos to do something for me after Shabbos? So it might be the opposite. Might be a violation of davar davar. You shouldn't be talking about it on Shabbos, but there's no shlichus issue because it's being done after Shabbos. We're machmer for all the reasons. So again, and this is This is the three opinions, if you add on the smog, it's four opinions, about Amira La'akum for a non-Jew on Shabbos or on Yontif V'chul. Okay, we mentioned the end of Masechah Shabbos. If it's done, if a Malach is done for the non-Jew himself, so then a Jew is allowed to get benefit. What we learned today is that if it's specifically Erev Tchumen, if it's done for one Jew or one group of Jews, another group of Jews could get benefit if it was brought from outside the Tchum. Where might this come up? Getting mail delivered. On Shabbos. There's still mail on Shabbos in Chutz Laretz. I don't even know if they knocked it out already because nobody sends mail anymore. But assuming that there's mail on Shabbos, that was one of the issues of mail being brought from outside the Tchum. So they come to your house though, they're bringing it for you. Right? Yeah, they're bringing it for everybody else. They're bringing it for me when they drop it off in my mailbox. So it's the issue of outside the Tchum. It could be Muksa. And therefore it's one of the issues about not taking in one's mail on Shabbos based on these few lines, right? That it's for me. It's for me. It's done for my family, and therefore it will be a problem. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Hahu lifta. There was the radish. The story of the radish. Hahu lifta the asi limechuza. There was a radish that came limechuza to mechuza. Nafak Rava. Rava went out. Chazia to kamisha. He saw that it was withered. It seems to be an old turnip. Or radish, turnip, let's say. Shara Rava lemizvan mine. So Rava said, yeah, it's mutter, you can buy it. Meaning, it was obviously not picked today, must have been old, and therefore you could buy it. Not buy it actually, in terms of giving him money on Yontif. Right? So it must be that you arrange, using all the halachas that we learned at the end of Masechah Shabbos, you don't talk about money, and you don't talk about a specific amount. But Rava allowed it. Amar Havada Me'asmal Nekra. This was definitely uprooted from yesterday, so we don't have to worry about it. My Amrit Michus LaTchum Asya. What are you worried about? That it came from outside the Tchum? But Ababash Yisrael Zeh Mutter Le'achol Yisrael Acher. But if it was brought for one Jew, another Jew is allowed to take it. V'kol Shekeinai, and surely in our case, says Rava, Da'adaita D'Nachar Masa. Here they brought it for their fellow non-Jews. They just had some extra. So that's why they're giving it to you, so that's why no problem. One is allowed to partake of it on Yontif. But eventually, Kiva the Chaza the Kamavshi, Umaisi Luhu. Eventually, the non-Jews saw that the Jews liked these, and it was a Yontif treat, and therefore they started bringing more and more and more on Yontifs. They realized they were being marbe for the Jews, so Aser Luhu, so then they Asered. Period. Right? So once it's known that it was done for a Jew, so then it becomes a problem. Good. This is also, we discussed this about Maisa Shabbos. Let's say there is a Jewishly owned, a non-Jewishly owned food chain or store that, let's say it's a donut shop, that they make donuts and they don't need a Mashgiach Tmidi, right? Yosef and Nechnas, they can be open on, if they're owned by a non-Jew, they can be open on Shabbos. And right after Shabbos, are you allowed to go by there? So if they don't realize that there's a lot of Jews coming on Motzi Shabbos, then you go by there right away because, you know, they made it for the non-Jews. But in any Jewish neighborhood, the non-Jews know that Motzi Shabbos, everybody goes out to buy donuts. So in that case, they make more for the Jews Motzi Shabbos. Then you have to wait. You have to wait for enough time for it to be made. Bechdei Shiasu, and one wouldn't be able to go right away. The same thing that happened in the Mechuza, right? They started making more for the Jews. Same stories. So that's why it would be a problem, and you would have to wait. Tosfos discusses in Dibur Maskil Ha. Aval im hayom nekra, right? It's only because I'm not sure, and it was probably uprooted yesterday. That's why I could buy the turnips today. But if it was uprooted today, asur af algav da adaita denachar masu. Right? Tosfos is implicitly asking the question. Whenever Tosfos has an aval or an af algav, it's an implicit question. What do you mean? What was Rav's svara to be mako at the beginning? Because it was made for the non-Jews. It was brought for the non-Jews. So even if it was attached, it should be mutter. Right, why should it be? It was done for the non-Jews. The malach of kotzer was done for the non-Jews, so it should be mutter, even if you don't know if it was vaday nekra today. Says Tosfos is another element, the element of muksa. It was attached when Yontif started. And Tosfos explains, even according to Reb Shimon, who holds of less muksas, and we hold like Reb Shimon, this case we would also, and he would also hold a muksa, because this is what would be called aksinhu biyadayim. We mentioned back in Masechah Shabbos, there are some cases of muksa that Reb Shimon would agree to, where I'm dochit biyadayim, I am what's called grogerus v'simukin, I put my drying figs and grapes on the roof, in order to dry out to become raisins. And in the process of drying out, they become putrid, they become disgusting. At that moment, amatzinu biyadayim. And Rav Shimon agrees to that type of muksa. So here too, that's what it would be similar to. So therefore, it would be usur if we knew it was picked today, even though it was picked for the non-Jews, because you have the muksa issue. Good, a little bit more. Hanhu b'nei ganana, back to the Gemara by the two dots. B'nei ganana. Ganan is a canopy, a chuppah. So there were people who used to make chuppas. Rashi says, koshrei kilos lachasanim. They used to make canopies, and they used to put hadasim on the canopy in order to smell good. Right, special myrtle branches. Hanhu b'nei ganana, degazuluhu asa. B'yantiv sheni, they used to harvest, they used to cut the asas on yantiv sheni, so that the canopies would be ready. La'urta shari luhu, Ravina la'ruche be'la'altar. Ravina allowed them to smell them immediately. Right, not to use them for a wedding. You're not getting married on Yantif. Unless this was Yantif Sheni at the end of Yantif. Right, so then you could get married that night. Right, Motzai. But if it was Chol HaMoed, right, you're not allowed to get married on Yantif. Or if it's Amachta b'chagecha v'lo b'yishtecha. So, but Rava allowed them to smell the Hanasim right away. Amalei Rava bar Tachliva l'Ravina, Leisa l'humar, why? Why are you allowing this? Because it was done for the non-Jews? That's why he was allowing it? It was done for the non-Jews? And it would be motive for that reason, but Leisa l'humar, Mishum b'she'en b'nei Torah. You can't allow this. They're not b'nei Torah. What does that mean? Rashi, Asi l'zilzule b'yantav sheni. A posik always has to know, whatever he matters, there might be a little greater heter that people take. If you matter A expanded is going to be a done. So you always have to know who, the posik has to know who he's talking to and, you know, where this heter is going to go and which family and which context and which community. So they said to Ravina, how could you allow them to be meiriach, these hadasim? They're not b'nei Torah and they're going to come to be mezalzel on Yantav Sheni. Right? It was cut on Yantav Sheni and they came and he says it's motor. So maskifla. We'll come back to that line. Maskev l'Rav Shmaya. What time of data b'nei Torah? What the only issue is that because they were b'nei Torah and they might come and run with the heter, ha-b'nei Torah shari, but for b'nei Torah be motor, b'nei b'nei sheyasu. But either way, it's also for them too. But we mentioned they did the malacha for them. Or if Tosas is issue of muksa. So the Gemara answers, also sheilu l'Rava, amalu, yeah, b'nei b'nei sheyasu. Yeah, that was the story. They were waiting b'nei sheyasu with enough time that it could have been accomplished after Shabbos, but still, they said for Eina B'nei Torah, there was a chash of zilzel of Yantav Sheni.
Had it been attached, they couldn't have smelled it.
So, had it been attached, as we mentioned last week,
they could have smelled it. So, why is it?
If they were attached, good question. If it was attached, these hadassim were attached, they could have smelled it. So, why is there any difference? They're not really getting any hana. But me, it wasn't here, it was somewhere else. Now it's here on the chuppas, so now I could get benefit from it. But you're right, we mentioned last week the chilek between smelling a hadasim and smelling esrogim, right, in terms of what you're allowed to smell on Shabbos or Yontif. You're allowed to smell items that are usually smelled as is, but something that is usually cut, one is not allowed to smell. The Gemara elsewhere is also worried about the covet of Yontif Sheni. Right, the Gemara is very aware that Yontif Sheni Shogalias is something that might be taken advantage of. People, Shabbos, Yontif Sheni, Minakavasin to be a Deinu. You know, that's one of the first things that goes, Rachman al-Islan, when something is going to go. So Chazal were very nervous about it, right? And that's what the Gemara says in Masecha Shabbos on Daf Chav Gimel Amin Aleph. The Gemara there is discussing the issue of making brachos on mitzvos derabanan. Specifically, Chanukah, Neiris Chanukah, in the Chanukah Sugya B'Malikin. Eve Hechad Sivana, where do you make the brachas? Alek Ner Shal Chanukah. Lo Yudhe Lo Sasser, Sha'alav Yichavia Geidcha. The Gemara there asks a question. Why? The Mishnah says that we make a bracha when we're mafrish on Demai. So the Gemara says, V'yamrit, call me Durabanan by bracha. If you always make a bracha on every Durabanan, that Mishnah there says that you can even be motzi d'mai arum when you're naked. You can't make a bracha when you're naked, so it's clear that you're not going to make a bracha on being mafrish d'mai. So, do you make brachas on mitzvahs Durabanan or not? You make a bracha on Mahavik Nershal Chanukah, but you don't make a bracha on mahafrashas d'mai. So the Gemara gives two answers. Answer number one, well, one answer that builds on the other one. First answer is, the difference between a Vadei Durabanan and a Savik Durabanan. A Vadei Durabanan, you make a bracha. Neiros Chanukah, Mikra Megillah, Netilas Yadayim. There are any mitzvahs Rabbanan. You make a bracha saying Hallel on the last 6 days of Pesach. Or there are many mitzvahs Rabbanan that you make a bracha on. But not by Suffolk. Demai is a Suffolk. Right, it's Rov Amearas Masrini. That's why you don't make a bracha. Ask the Gemara, Yontif Sheni is also a Suffolk. And we make brachas, and B'nai Chutz La'aretz make brachas. They say a second Alachilas Matzah and Alachilas Maror, and all the brachas that they say for Yontif. Answers the Gemara, Hasam, Ki Hechi Dilizil Zuleba. Why they are worried about Zilzul. If people aren't making brachas on Yontif Sheni, they're not going to take it seriously. And therefore, you're right, even though for Suffolk we shouldn't say a bracha, but Chazal so much wanted people to take Yontif Sheni seriously, based on Minhag HaMatzeinu to be a Deinu, so that is why they instituted all these extra brachas. We realize the importance of Yontif Sheni for a Ben Chutz La'aretz and Chutz La'aretz, or even in Eretz Yisrael, according to most poskim, for Ben Chutz La'aretz, that is the issue. Right, what's the raya? I've quoted this before. What's the raya that if Yonah Dioma, that if somebody does not make a bracha on somebody, they don't take it seriously? Sfiras Omer. Right? Somebody doesn't messes up one day, they can't count anymore with a bracha. So what happens? They leave after Aleinu. They don't count anymore. Right? They forget it. A woman who misses. So it used to be, oh, I'm so makbim. And all of a sudden, no more. Why? Because I don't make a bracha anymore. The mitzvah is the counting. The mitzvah isn't the bracha. The bracha is extra. The mitzvah might be a mitzvah daraisa, according to the Rambam, Bizman Hazeh. The bracha is for sure to Rabbanan. But all of a sudden, I don't say a bracha anymore. Oh, I don't think Chazal knew exactly what they were talking about. We don't make a bracha on something, we don't take it so seriously. The banking of the Hoshanas, right? Nobody makes a bracha on that. It's a minhag. People do. People joke about it. They bang. I'm saying anything we don't make a bracha on, we don't take it seriously. And therefore, Chazal were worried about Yontif Sheni, lo asilu zilzulebe. The same chash that we have here in our Gemara, by the Eina B'nai Torah, they're worried, asilu zilzule behu. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, two dots. Rabbi Dosa Omer. Okay, now we are switching gears. Up until the past blot and a half, we've been discussing when you have 2 days of Kedusha next to each other. How do we look at it? Kedusha Achash Te Kedushos, and we got a little bit to the off in terms of Maisa Shabbos from a non-Jew. Now we're going to get into the sugya, a crucial daf for many of these sugyas in terms of overlapping, not consecutive, but overlapping kedushas. When you have 2 days that are fall out on the same day, right? How do you look at that? And it starts with the Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, if you remember, Rabbi Dosa Omer. Let's go back to Rabbi Dosa. What did Rabbi Dosa say on yesterday's Daf Lametesim and Aleph? Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus said, if somebody's the Chazan on Rosh Hashanah, he says the Tefillah, Hachli Tzeid Hashem Elokeinu as Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, Im Hayom Im L'Machar. He says the Tefillah, today's Rosh Chodesh, maybe yesterday, maybe today. And he says the bracha al Tanai. And the next day he says, no, first he says, maybe today, maybe tomorrow. Then he says, maybe today, maybe yesterday. Whatever it is, he says a bracha al Tanai. So in Biyasod, Rabbi Yosef said two things. Number one, he mentions Rosh Chodesh in the Rosh Hashanah davening. Number two, he makes the Tanai in the davening. The last four words of the Mishnah, V'lo hodu lo chachamim. What did the chachamim not like about Rabbi Dosa's Shita, right? There are two assumptions of Rabbi Dosa's Shita, so any one of those two assumptions could be what they did not like. So now let's see the Gemara. Rabbi Dosa, Amar Ovel Fnei Teva V'chulu, Amar Rabba. Ki Avinon Bei Rav Huna. When we were in the Beis Medrash of Rav Huna Yibailon, we asked him the following question, Ma'u Lahaskir Shal Rosh Chodesh Barash Hashanah. Is it appropriate to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah? We mentioned this yesterday. It might be totally subsumed and inappropriate. Rosh Chodesh? That's minimizing. This isn't Rosh Chodesh, it's Rosh Hashanah. It's the head of the beginning of the whole year, not the beginning of the month. It's like inappropriate. So, is it, or not? Is it appropriate? Kivan tachalukin bimusafin amrinan. Should we say that they have a different carbon musaf? There's the musaf for Rosh Hashanah and the musaf for Rosh Chodesh. So should we say they're different? Remember the day I mentioned yesterday? This is what the Rabbeinu Tam rejected. Tosfos and Masechet Beis Daf Tes Zayin, at least at one stage, quotes an opinion that there's no carbon musaf of Rosh Chodesh brought on Rosh Hashanah. At least one day. Tosfos says there, in the beginning of the second parak, he quotes Rabbeinu Meshulam, Piresh Miskasa, Shelo HaYasir Shel Rosh Chodesh Karaba. Wasn't brought. Hiksh Rabbeinu Tam, it's a Meforsh Tosefta, it's a Meforsh that there are 12 Sirei Rosh Chodesh. You're missing one if you don't have it on Rosh Hashanah. We're not talking about a leap year. V'lo matzino yud beis, unless you got this year of Rosh Chodesh. And he quoted, maybe he never meant it. Maybe he just meant that you don't say it explicitly in tefillah, but of course you bring it. All different day is a fascinating discussion about the relationship of Rosh Chodesh, right, and Rosh Hashanah. V'yesha mafarsha, I'm still reading that Gemara in Beitza. Miskasa she'im maskirin oso v'musat Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Notam says, Adaraba, ho'al v'haya karev maskirin oso v'musat Rosh Hashanah. Right, and there are different schos in the machzorim. Do you say milvad olas hachodesh umin chasa? Right, besides the carbon for Rosh Chodesh. So our Gemara says, should you be mazkir Rosh Chodesh? Kiva the chalukin b'musafin amrinan o dilma zichron echad ola lekan lekan. Or do we say that if I say zichron shrua, Rosh Chodesh is also called v'hayu lachem lezikaron? Rashi quotes the psukim. So mentioning that these karbano, mentioning in our tefillah that this, our words should be zikaron, so that could refer to Rosh Hashanah and to Rosh Chodesh. One of the options is not that it wasn't brought. That's why that opinion is basically rejected. One of the reasons they rejected is just that it wasn't mentioned. So Amar lo Antani Tua. So didn't we learn it in our Mishnah? Rabbi Dosa, Omer Ha'over L'Chayatei V'Chulu. Remember our Mishnah. Rabbi Dosa's statement, and at the end of the Mishnah, V'lohodu lo Chachamim. So my love, L'Hazkir, what did they not like? Isn't the point they did not like point number one of Rabbi Dosa? To mention Rosh Chodesh at all? That's what V'lohodu lo Chachamim was? They said it was inappropriate to mention Rosh Chodesh? They said, no, lo, L'Hasnos. Maybe that's not the point. They weren't arguing on point one, but of point two. Mentioning Rosh Chodesh is fine. They just didn't like this zilzal of, oh, maybe today, maybe tomorrow. Right? That's not, you can't daven like that. It's a zilzal. Right? Just as, I'll mention it now. Right? This is shades of, right, the discussion in the Rishonim, why we don't count every day of Svira, Sveka de Yoma, in Chutz Laretz. Right? Today is maybe day one, maybe day two. Right? It's Shavuos night. Maybe it's Shavuos, maybe it's day 49. And then the next day, maybe today's the real Shavuos, so why don't we do that? So the Rishonim Sikha, that's a Zilzal Shavuos. If you're going to count every day Sveka the Yoma, it's Mezilzal. So here too, it's a Zilzal of Rosh Hashanah. The Chachamim said, it can't be. There are other answers, right? The Achronim say, the more fundamental answer, why don't we do a Sveka the Yoma, why don't we count every day this and this? Because that's not counting. Counting is definite numbers, right? Numbers by definition are whole number. Maybe. That's not math. That's not counting, maybe. It's got to be exact. So that's by definition. If it's a svira, it can't be sveka de yom. Okay, so that overrides. So the Gemara says, my love, haske lo lahasos, achanam mistavra. It also makes sense that the Rabbanan are only arguing about the tnai element and not arguing about the Rosh Chodesh element totally. Because the version in the Brisa says, v'chein ha'yir rabdosa oseh b'rashi chadashim shakala shana kula. Rabbi Dosa did the same thing on every Rosh Chodesh throughout the year. V'lo hodulo, and the Rabbanan did not agree. So they can't argue about mentioning Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Chodesh. So it has to be that they're arguing about the second half. So Iyamad Bishlamo Lahasnos, if their issue is with the Tanai, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, so Mishamachi lo hodulo. That's why, if that's what Rabbi Dosa did on every Rosh Chodesh, that's what the Rabbanan don't like about every Rosh Chodesh. You can never say this about maybe today, maybe tomorrow. Ela'i amrit lahaskir, but if their issue was, don't mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, amai lo hodulo, so then why on all other Rosh Chodesh of the year did they argue? It is Rosh Chodesh, and you should mention Rosh Chodesh on all those days. So would it make sense? So it must be, in our Mishnah, that their issue is the Tnai issue. So the Gemara says, okay, eva elamai lahasnos, salam li lafluki betarti. So then, fine, I'll agree. So then why do you have to have the same machlokas, both by Rosh Hashanah and by other Rosh Chodesh? If the issue is Tanai, just mention it by one of them. So the Gemara says, Sricha, I need it by both. De'i ashmi'in on Rosh Hashanah, if I only had it by Rosh Hashanah in our Mishnah, hava amina, baha kami rabbanan. Maybe only there the Rabbanan don't like it. Mishum delo, mishum da'asila zilzulebe. Because that's going to cause a zilzul of Rosh Hashanah. Kedushas hayom, aval barashi chadashim shokal hashana kula, ema modele Rabbi Dosa. I'm not as worried about a zilzul of Rosh Chodesh. There's no kedushas hayom anyway. Right? There's a chalos hayom, as Rav Soloveitchik liked to say. There's no kedushas hayom. There's a status, but there's no sanctity. So maybe the Rabbanan would agree there to Rabbi Dosa that you can make the Tznai. And if you only had the other Rashi Chodesh, Bahakam Rabbi Dosa, maybe only there Rabbi Dosa allowed it. Aval Bahach, but on Rosh Hashanah, Imamodul Rabbanan, maybe he would not make the Tznai Tzricha. That's why you need both. You need both. Okay, so far what do we say in answer? That you do mention Rosh Chodesh in Rosh Hashanah. Meisves, is that really true? We have a Tosefta that says Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, Shechal Yis B'Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. You're not blowing shofar. What about davening? B'Shamei Omrim is Palel Eser. 10 brachas in Shmona Esrei. We know how many brachas we have in Shmona Esrei. On a weekday, 19. Shabbos and Yontif, 7. Yom Kippur, 7. Rosh Hashanah Musaf, 9. That's what we hold. There's a famous sheet of the Baal HaMa'or. We'll make it famous right now. The Baal HaMa'or says, and the Gemara sounds like the Baal HaMa'or. The Gemara here and in Megillah. The Baal HaMa'or says the 9 Bracha Shmona Esrei is for every tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, not just Musaf. Whenever the Gemara talks about it, it doesn't say Musaf. Here, it doesn't say Musaf. Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yis B'Shabbos. That's how we understand it. But Machi Zechronos and Shofros, according to the Baal HaMa'or, was said by Shachris and Mincha. It's said by all the tefillahs. So, Beis Shammai says there wasn't 9, there were 10. If Rosh Hashanah, because it was you need a bracha for Shabbos too. So Rosh Hashanah that falls down on Shabbos, you have the first three, the last three, and Malchus and Chodesh and Shofros and Shabbos, right? 10 brachos. No, Mispilel says 9. No, you put it together. You put Shabbos along with Kedushas Hayom, so it's all together. The Im Isa, and if it's true that you should mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, so Beis Shammai says that you always have a separate bracha for each theme. So Beis Shammai achasas remi boilei. If you're mentioning Rosh Chodesh, shouldn't Beis Shammai have 11 and not 10? What, 3 for Rosh Hashanah, 1 for Shabbos, 1 for Rosh Chodesh? Rabbi Zeir says, no, come on. Shiny Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is different. Mitok shekola l'shachris va'arvis. Well, look at the other tefillas. Look at Shachris and Arvis. You never have a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh. So because you never have a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh, you're not going to have a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh for Musaf either. This line maybe sounds like the other Rishonim against that Baal HaMa'or. Okay, either way, Rabbi Zeira says, since you never have a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh, you're not going to have a separate bracha for Musaf either. Umi Islei Luhu LeBeis Shammai Kolel. Does Beis Shammai anyway say that you're allowed to include different themes in any bracha? V'yatanya, Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yis B'Shabbos. What about a regular Rosh Chodesh Shabbos? Beis Shammai Omer Mispalel Shmona. Wow. See, a separate bracha of Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbos. Beis Shammai says he never could overlap. Beis Hillel Omer Mispalel Sheva. Beis Hillel says he says Seva. So what do you mean? You're saying that Beis Shammai, he would include Rosh Chodesh, he wouldn't have 11, he would have 10? Kasha. So we have a problem to Lamaskana. What exactly is the Shita of Beis Shammai? Period. So continues the Gemara. Again, we're going to talk about it, but what's some lumdis behind Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? How do we look at whether you're allowed to combine brachos? It's not just a technical issue of whether you're allowed to have a multi-themed bracha, but the issue is, how do we look at these kedushos? These statuses, are they combinable or not? Can we, Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, it's amazing if you think about it. It could be ironic and it could flow the best. Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. You might say those are the most combinable because they always fall out on the same day, right? All the other days, it just so happens. Coincidence. Shabbos and Yontif, Shabbos and Yom Kippur, but Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, always. Maybe they're the most combinable. Or one might say they're the most combinable, but the fact that Rosh Chodesh appears 11 other times during the year by itself and Rosh Hashanah has its own unique elements, maybe they're not. Maybe they're the most competing. They're both Rosh. This is Rosh Hashanah, this is Rosh Chodesh. So they're not combinable. So that could be partly what's behind the issue of whether you're allowed to combine them in the brachos. Continue. The Kol Atzmo Tanayi.
Could this be a question also on the second day of Rosh Hashanah?
Could this be a question on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, where it's even more? It's Yantav Sheni, Beis, it's not really Rosh Chodesh. But again, you're only doing that because of, the Netiyah towards Yom HaRichta. But you're right, it might be even more of an issue on the second day when it's Beis Tishrei. Okay, v'kol atzmo tanoihi, and the issue of combining kedushos is itself a machlokas tanoim. The Tanya, the Brisa says, the Tosefta, Shabbos shechol yos b'rosh chodesh, o b'chol shom oed, when you have Shabbos b'rosh chodesh, or Shabbos cholom oed, arvis shachris u'mincha, mispalel kedarko, sheva, v'omer me'ena ma'ore ba'avoda. That's what we do. By Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we don't have a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh. We never even mention Rosh Chodesh in the Kedushas Hayom. When's Rosh Chodesh mentioned? In Ritzeh. In the bracha of Avoda, which is not about Shabbos at all. Meaning you don't combine at all. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Behoda. And Rabbi Eliezer has a different sheet. He says you put it after Modim. Like where we put Al Anisim. Put it after Modim. But either way, both of these first opinions hold that you're not Kolel. You don't combine. Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed is not put with Shabbos. The Imlo Amar Machzir Enoso. And if you didn't say it, you gotta be Chozerba. Ubim Musafin in Musaf. Maskel b'shel Shabbos, u'misayim b'shel Shabbos, v'omer kedushas hayom be'emsa. Okay, Musaf you combine, but the other ones you do not. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Shmuel Barosh, Reb Yochanan Barocha Omrim, kol makom shezakuk l'sheva. Whenever you have to say a seven bracha shmona esrei, maskel b'shel, meaning even by Shacharis and Mincha, maskel b'shel Shabbos, u'misayim b'shel Shabbos, v'omer kedushas hayom be'emsa. You're allowed to combine, you're allowed to do kolel. So it's a machlokas tanoim, whether, in general, you combine. My havi Allah, just getting back to our earlier, our original question, what do we say about mentioning Rosh Chodesh in Rosh Hashanah? Amar of Chizda, Zichron Echad Ola Lo Lakan Ulakan. V'chein Amar Ab Rabba, Zichron Echad Ola Lakan Ulakan, just mentioning one Zichron, because in the Torah, they're both mentioned as Zichron, and therefore one could combine for both. As I mentioned, in different Machzorim, you have different Nuschos. Whether you mention in the Musaf, whether you mention the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, and how you mention it, and where you mention it, is an issue, but the Gemara says, Lamaskana, that one Zichron is all Olokan, Olokan. We had, I think, a Shear two or three years ago, and I remember, the issue, also a number of times, the issues of combinable Kedushos. When we spoke about, whenever we have combinable Kedushos, they could be looked at as comma or hyphenated. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Is it Shabbos, comma Rosh Chodesh? Or is it Shabbos hyphenated Rosh Chodesh? There was a Daf Be'in Shir about this fascinating topic. When we started out with the Machlokes in the Tur writes, if you have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh and you forget Yal V'Yavo in benching, you remembered Ritzeh and you forgot Yal V'Yavo, do you have to repeat benching? So we know usually, for the first two meals, at least on Shabbos, if you forget Ritzeh, you have to repeat benching. On Rosh Chodesh, if you forget Yal V'Yavo, you do not have to repeat benching because there was no Chiyuv Se'uda. But this Rosh Chodesh has a Chiyuv Se'uda. Because of Shabbos. So if I remember it saying, if I got Yal V'Yavo, do I have to repeat benching? It's a machlokes. The Turk was 2 days about it. What's the lundis? Beautiful. How do we look at Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Is Rosh Chodesh redefined? It's Shabbos hyphenated Rosh Chodesh? Then even if you get Yal V'Yavo, you have to go back. Why? Because this Rosh Chodesh has a Chiyuv Se'uda. It's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. If it's Shabbos comma Rosh Chodesh, so then, one might not have to go back. I'll just quote you the first and last source of that discussion, if I remember correctly. It's been a while. The last, that was Machlokas in the Rishonim, fascinating Machlokas in the Achronim, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, where he was asked. Rav Moshe, I'll tell you where the tshuva is. It's in Chelek Dalet Siman Ayin. Chelek Dalet Siman Ayin. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, where he said when he was Paskin, when he was in still in Luban. He said, they took some men, they came in, whatever the governmental officials came in, and they kidnapped a couple of Jews. It was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh morning, and they threw them in jail. And they were sitting in jail. They didn't have any siddur, but they wanted a daven. And they didn't know what to daven. So they daven Shachris, and they had a daven Musaf. But they didn't know Atah Yetzarta by heart. So they didn't know what they said. So they said to count the Shabbos. They didn't know what to do. They didn't have a siddur. So they said to count the Shabbos. Later that day, they got out of jail. What do they daven? Says Rav Moshe, they should daven the weekday Rosh Chodesh Shmona Esrei. They already were Yosei Shabbos. They said Tikanta Shabbos. So let him say, Rosh Chodashim Le'am Chonasata. The weekday Shemona Esrei. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, so what are you talking about? It's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Ati Yatzarta. So again, Lom, this might be, how do you look at it? Right? Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, it's one Kedusha. And they said that Shemona Esrei before? Okay, but that's not today's Shemona Esrei. But again, you could ask this about, and what about making, if somebody has to eat, somebody's life is in danger, they have to eat on Yom Kippur. Do they make Kiddush or not? That's a discussion in the Achronim. Rebbe Kiva Eger, the Ar Sameach. Some suggest that, Ar Sameach, I think only when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. Because you have to make Kiddush for Shabbos anyway. Rebbe Kiva Eger says, what are you talking about? Yom Kippur doesn't have Kiddush. So again, a lot of these issues might be totally on how you look at the combining elements of Yemei Kedusha, the overlapping, and you might be mechalik in each one, meaning there's no stira between days, because you might say it's different for Shabbos Yom Kippur, that might be easier, that might be harder, and for Shabbos Yontif, and Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah, All of these are interesting issues to bring up. Okay, we continue. Next question. The Yomar Rabba. Kiavina Bei Rav Huna. What's we're talking about? Yantif, we ask the following question. Kiavina Bei Rav Huna. Ibai Lohan. Mao Lomar Zman. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Is it appropriate to make the bracha of Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? We know we make it on the Shalosh Regalim. So you may say Shechianu. Kiva demizman lizman asi amrinan. Since it's a yantif that only comes every once in a while, it is appropriate. You should say Shechianu. O dilmor not. Kiva delo ikri regalim lo amrinan. Or maybe only a regel gets Shechianu. La viviade. So he didn't know. Kiasi be Rav Yehuda. Amar, when he came to the yeshiva of Rav Yehuda, he said, Ana akrachaza nami amrinan. I make a Shechianu on a new fruit. Meaning, surely a new yantif, he's saying. I make a yantif shechianu on a new fruit. So the Gemara says, one second. Before that, there's a very crucial line in Rabbeinu Yehonasan, in this line of the Gemara. I make a bracha on a new fruit, says Rabbeinu Yehonasan, and surely on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur then, where there's an element of simcha. That's the language of Rabbeinu Yehonasan. That's the much quoted Rabbeinu Yehonasan. I don't know how many Rabbeinu Yehonasans in Erevin are quoted in other contexts, but that's what Rabbeinu Yehonasan says right here. The last line in this parak in Rabbeinu Yonasan. Daf Yudim Beis Medafi Arif Kol Shekein Besimchas Yantif Shall Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim. If you make it on a new fruit, surely that. So that is a sugya that we discussed in the past. Is there Simchas Yantif on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? That Rabbeinu Yonasan is crucial. It's the Kol Shekein of this line. I say it on a new fruit. Answers the Gemara. Amar Lei No Rishus Lo Kami Boyle Ki Kami Boyle Chova. I understand you're allowed to. I'm asking, are you obligated to? What might be behind that line? That line might be saying there are two different Shechianus that you're getting mixed up. I'm asking about a Shechianu for Kedushas Hazman. You're telling me Shechianu of a new fruit? There are two types of Shechianus. There's a Shechianu out of Simcha. You get a new beged, a new house, a new anything. You make a Shechianu. But then there's the Shechianu of Kedushas Hazman, of Yantif, or of a mitzvah. Those are two different Shechianus. So that might be what's behind this line. Don't reshus, I'm not asking. I want to know Chiyuv. Do you have to say a Shechianu? So my, so Amar Lei, Rav Shmuel Damri Travaihu, they said, Ein Omer Zman Ela B'Shalosh Regalim. Rav Shmuel say, no you don't. We don't paskin that way. Rav Shmuel only made a Shechianu on the Shalosh Regalim, not on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Meisvei, but we had a brisa that says otherwise, Tein Chelek L'Shiva V'Gam L'Shmona, Pasuk in Koheles, Tein Chelek give a Chelek for Shiva and also L'Shmona, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Shiva, what is that referring to, 7 and 8? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Shiva Elu Shiva Simei Bracious Shmona Elu Ches Simei Mila. Rabbi Yeshua Omer that might be Teva and Me'ala Teva. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Shiva Elu Shiva Simei Shiva Yimei Pesach Shmona Elu Shmona Simei Achag. The Raisa level. Kukshu Omer Vigam, and what is Vigam? Larabos Atzeres Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Vigam includes Shvuas Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Interesting. Shvuas is also a second fiddle. Right, second tier. So my lav lizman. So what is the pasuk referring to? That it's included, isn't that for Shechianu? They refer to it for Shechianu. Of course, it's lo lebracha. No, it means for the making the bracha bechal, making a special bracha of a yantif. So hakanami misavrin. It makes sense that that's what it's about. Disakadach lizman. Because if it's about Shechianu, zman kol shiva biika. What it says, 7 days of Pesach. Do you make a Shechianu every day? So it can't be talking about Shechianu. So the Gemara says, yes, it can. Halokasha, dilo mivracha idna mabarach lamachar, ulyomachra. It just means that Shechianu is possible on any set of the 7 days. If you didn't make a Shechianu the first day, you can make it on the second day, the third day, the fourth day. Period. Says the Gemara. Okay, so meaning, so Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur can be included for Shechianu. Ask the Gemara, what they become akabin and kos. But don't you need a kos of yayin to make a Shechianu? So Mislema Messiah, leather of Nachman. The fact that you can make it on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it must be, especially Yom Kippur, maybe it's a riot to Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Nachman Zman Omer Afilu Bashuk. Rav Nachman says you don't need a cup of wine. You can make it even Bashuk. Even in the middle of nowhere you can say a Shechianu. So the Gemara says, Holo Kasha. No, maybe it's a riot to Rav Nachman. Dikla la kos. It's talking about if you have a kos. That's when you say a Shechianu. So the Gemara says, Ha Tenach Atzeres for Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippurim Hechi Avid. Fine, Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. But what about Yom Kippur? What are you going to do about Yom Kippur? Okay, if you say Rav Nachman's wrong, that you need a kos of yayin, so how can you say Shechianu on Yom Kippur? If you make a bracha and drink it before Yom Kippur, you start a little bit early. So Is that allowed? So, no. Kiva d'armer z'man, kibla alev asaleh. Right when you said the bracha of Shechianu, it's Yom Kippur. So you can't drink it. De ha'amar leir of Yirmiya bar Abba l'rav mi badalt. He asked him, did you separate from malacha already? In badilna, I did. Meaning right when he said it. Right, this is why women can't do malacha after they light candles, because also because of the bracha, and that's why they have to do the covering and avkavana, not to make the bracha yet, right, because of this. And what's the other? So to drink it before Yom Kippur is no good. Livrecha leva linche, to drink, to make the bracha and not drink it, just put it down. That's also habavarech sorach sheyitom. You got to taste it. Rashi says it's a genai for a kosher bracha not to be drunk. We'll talk more about that Rashi tomorrow. Lisve liyanuka, to make the bracha and give it to a kid. Les hilchazak ravacha. We don't pass like ravacha that says that would be mutter. Why dilmasi lemisrach? Because maybe the kid, if he drinks on Yom Kippur, he'll drink, you know, when he gets older also on Yom Kippur. Right? Tosas points out, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, this is not like a bris on Tisha B'Av or on Yom Kippur where we would give it to a kid. Because that's very, very unusual. We're not worried that, oh, he's going to come to do this when he gets older. But if it's every year on Yom Kippur, so we're worried about that. So what are you supposed to do? So therefore the Gemara ends up by saying, it's hard for us to accept that you make a Shechianu, but you don't hold like Rav Nachman. So my Havi Allah, so what do we hold? Shadru Rabbanu Rav Yemar, Saba, Kamed Rav Chisda. They sent Rav Yemar to Rav Chisda, B'mayla Yomi de Reishasa, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, to see what he did. Amru Lei, Zil Chazi Hechi Yavid, Uvda. See what he does. Ta Emelon, and then tell us. Kichazi, when he saw him, Amru Lei, when Rav Chisda saw him, Amru Lei, Dalu al Rativa, if you lift up a wet vegetable, Raf Saleh Beduchte. If you lift up a wet vegetable that's like not good to eat, you obviously, you need the spot. Meaning, he says, in Derech Remez, I know you're here for something, to find something out. So, Aisu Lekisa de Chamra, he brought him a cup of wine, Kaddish V'Yomar Zman. So he saw, he made a brach of Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah. V'Hilchasa, Omer Zman Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim. V'Hilchasa, Zman Omer Afilu B'Shuk. That's what we pask, and you make a Shechianu even on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and you can make it in the middle of nowhere. And that's why we make Shechianu in Shul. Right, without a kos. We get brachas Shechianu and Shul on Yom Kippur. That's tomorrow. What we have to start with is why there is no Shechianu on Shabbos. Isn't that Asim Yizman Lezman? Number one. And number two, we'll talk about the issue of Shechianu Kiddush or Shechianu B'Shas Hadlakas Neiros. The issue of Yaakov Emdin that has come up before. And we'll talk more about that Rashi, which is important for the sugya of standing or sitting for Havdalah, as we will see. And then we'll get into other issues that come up tomorrow, other issues coming up. Did they fast on Tisha B'Av during Bayis Sheni? Amazing. Machlokes Rishonim. It's coming up in the coming days. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay, Parashat Shir Beis Hashem is tonight, 8:45, and we will continue.